prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Whoever recites salat upon me three times in a day and three times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, is upon the mercy of Allah azza wa jal to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the last episode I discussed about death and the preparation of death. Inshallah azza wa jal, in this episode, I shall discuss about the importance of fearing Allah Almighty. Let's take some wisdom from the Ahadith and Mubarakah. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an reports that 3 days before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed away from this world, I heard him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, Always be hopeful of goodness from Allah until your last breath. Ibn Abi Dunya radiallahu ta'ala an reports that Allah Almighty destroyed certain nations because they had doubts regarding Allah. In other words, they were not hopeful of goodness from Allah. Thus Allah Almighty says, Part 24, Surah Ha Mim Sajda, verse 23, وَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And this is the notion which you formed about your Rabb, and it has ruined you, so now you are amongst those who have been destroyed. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam visited a young man whilst he was on his deathbed and asked him about his condition. He said, I am hopeful of Allah's reward for me, and I am afraid due to my sins. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah will fulfill the expectation of the one in whose heart both these things are combined, and he will grant him protection from fear. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Your Creator says, I will neither combine two fears nor two harmonies upon my servant. Therefore, the one who fears me in the world, I will make him free from fear in the hereafter. And one who does not fear me in the world, I shall make him fearful on the day of Qiyamah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an reported that when you see anyone on his deathbed, then advise him to meet with his Creator, being hopeful of goodness from him. And when you meet with a living person, someone who is well, warn him about the azab of Allah, in other words, the punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Every person should be hopeful of goodness from Allah, because it is this which is the price of Jannah. Ibrahim Nakhi'i radiallahu ta'ala an reports, When the pious servants of Allah would visit someone who was on his deathbed, they would remind him of his good actions, so that he is hopeful of goodness from his Creator. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an states, I swear an oath by Allah, who is one without any partners, that whatever good expectations a servant has from Allah, his Creator will grant them to him. Wa'athila radiallahu ta'ala an reported, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, that Allah says, I am near the expectation of my servant. Therefore, he may have whatever view he wants about me. This means that if a person has a favorable view regarding Allah, meaning that he is hopeful of the mercy and forgiveness from Allah, then Allah Almighty will bless him accordingly. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "If you wish, then I can tell you what Allah Almighty will first say to the believers in Qiyamah, and what answer the believers will give." We said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Allah will say, 'Are you pleased with meeting me?' So they will say, 'Yes.' Then he will ask, 'Why?' They will reply, 'We based our hopes on your forgiveness and pardon.' Allah Almighty will say, 'Then my forgiveness has become compulsory upon you.'" Hazrat Uqba bin Muslim says, "From the traits of a believer, the trait most liked is that he should be pleased with meeting him." Abu Ghalib says, "I went to visit a very blessed personality from Qais in Syria. He had a very defiant nephew. In spite of giving him good advice, he would never take this advice. All of a sudden, he became ill and called for his uncle. He refused to go, but I forcefully brought him with me. On entering, he began swearing insults to his nephew and said, 'O enemy of Allah, did you not do such and such things?' So the young man asked, 'O uncle, if Allah gave me in the custody of my mother, what would she do?' The uncle said, 'She would have entered you into Jannat.' Therefore the young man replied, 'By Allah, Allah is more merciful upon me than my mother.' In brief, the young man passed away and his uncle buried him. When bricks were being placed over him, one block fell out. So his uncle quickly jumped to one side. I asked him, 'O my brother, what is it?' He said, 'His grave was full of nur and he expanded for as far as the eye could see.'" Now let's talk about the topic of the fear of death in the light of the Ahadith and Mubarakah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked Malakul Maut, "Do you not have an envoy whom you may send before you present yourself to a person, so that the people may be forewarned?" So the angel of death said, "By Allah, I have many such envoys, such as causes sickness, old age, and deficiency in hearing and seeing. In other words, words the eyes and ears become weak. Now when people do not pay attention to all of this, then my envoys will not go on coming. Now I come personally, and after me, no envoy will come." Hazrat Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala and reports, "When an illness befalls a person, then the envoy of Malakul Maut has come to him. When his illness reaches its final stage, Malakul Maut comes to him and says, 'O man, my envoys came to you, one after the other, but you took no heed. Now such a messenger has come to you, who will even eliminate your sign from the world.'" Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "If a person reaches the age of 60, Allah has left him no excuse for wrong actions in life." I pray to Allah azza wa jal that He give us all the ability that we're able to fear death. And I pray to Allah azza wa jal that He gives us all the ability that we're able to pass with Iman. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.